You're listening to SBS News.
Investigators have confirmed the missile used to shoot down flight MH17 belonged to the Russian military's 53rd Brigade. A video released by the Joint Investigation Team, or JIT, outlines the evidence.
The JIT has observed the fingerprint of the Bakhtila that shot down flight MH17 only in one Bakhtila. And that is the one specific Bakhtila of the 53rd Brigade from the convoy that we showed you. The Joint Investigation Team concludes the Bakhtila that shot down flight MH17 originates from the 53rd Brigade from Kursk in the Russian Federation.
The Malaysian Airlines Boeing 777 was blown out of the sky over territory in eastern Ukraine on July 17, 2014, while en route from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. All 298 passengers and crew, including 38 Australians, were killed in the disaster. The investigators had previously concluded the plane was hit by a Russian-made Buk missile, brought in from Russia and fired from territory in Ukraine, held by Russian-backed rebels. But they had stopped short of directly saying who pulled the trigger. This presentation goes a step further by identifying the exact unit allegedly involved and more details of the rocket involved. Top Dutch investigator Wilbert Pollissen says the investigation is continuing.
We have four questions. Who were the members of the team? What instructions were given to them and by whom? Who was responsible for the operational deployment of this Bakhtila on the 17th of July 2014? And finally, who could provide us with more information on the procedures and persons responsible within this brigade?
Australian Federal Police Commander and JIT investigator Jennifer Hurst has appealed to the public for more information.
We urgently appeal to everyone, anywhere in the world, who can give the JIT more information about the following. Do you recognise the handwriting of the number on the Venturi? Do you have information about the numbers on the Venturi and the casing? Or do you know someone who can tell us what these numbers mean? Are you or do you know someone with information about the missile in which these parts have been placed and to which unit this missile was delivered?
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia had nothing to do with it.
Right from the outset, we have suggested that we work together on the investigation of this tragedy. But to our great surprise, we were not part of the investigation. Ukraine is part of the investigation, and that is despite the fact that the Ukraine violated international laws and they did not close the airspace over the area where fighting was ongoing. And the Ukraine is part of that investigation, while Russia is not.
But prosecutors backed up the findings with photos and videos of a truck convoy carrying the system as it crossed the border from Russia to Ukraine. They allege it crossed back several days later with one missile missing. They also confirmed the vehicles had serial numbers and other markings that were unique to the 53rd Brigade, based in the western Russian city of Kursk. It's a welcome relief in a long process towards closure for family and friends of the victims. Barry Sweeney, father to 28-year-old British victim Liam Sweeney, says he wants more answers.
I still go through my mind on what happened or when I found out, which was the day after the event. The only way we can move forward as a family, I believe, is to find out why it happened, because nobody's ever told us why.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says Australia will maintain pressure on Russia until it gets answers. Ms Bishop has told the ABC she's not ruling out taking diplomatic action.
I'm not ruling out any possibilities. We need to assess this new evidence and consider what options are available to us in consultation with the many other nations that are also grieving the loss of citizens as a result of the downing of MH17.
She says she'll now consult with officials from Belgium, Malaysia, the Netherlands and Ukraine. Ultimately, any suspects identified and charged will be prosecuted in Dutch courts if they can be arrested and brought to trial. Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.